on the ground per game tonight, held to just 102 yards. Braxton Washey, 16 carries, 67 yards. Jack Sheridan, 5 carries for 20 yards. Then single digits here. DeLauren Wedge, 4 carries, 8 yards. Zach Franzel, 4 carries, 6 yards. And Trenton Lee, 1 carry for 1 yard. Trenton Lee through the air, 1 for 4 for 37 yards and 1 interception. And Sandusky struggled with this hard-reach defense tonight.
You can see Braxton Washey, the lead back. He actually did okay, you know, averaged just over 4 yards a carry. But there was nobody else. Another guy is DeLorean Wedge. He only got 4 carries, which I'm not sure if he's not healthier. That's surprising to me, Clark. But nobody was able to do anything. Then you ask Trenton Lee, who was taken over at quarterback just recently. Then you ask him to throw the ball 4 times. And, he didn't do terrible. That third pass was a great throw that he hit on stride for 37 yards, but the very next one makes a poor decision, just unloads the ball, throws it away in the middle of the field, and that's where Michael Anderson lurks, and he took the ball away and made him pay for it, and that was basically the icing on the cake. That was where the game was over, but it was won by Harbor Beach in the trenches, that running game, and that those offensive defensive line of Harbor Beach won them this game.
Sandusky's longest run of the night, 11 yards from Braxton Washey, then 10 yards after that, and everything falls in place after just that. But impressive night is for Harbor Beach. They got things done. They kept it in the T formation for a majority of the night, switched to that spread offense when they needed to, but really just shut down Sandusky in the trenches all night.
And Coach Shelke said it best to us before the game. He says, I kind of go by feel. He says, I like the T, I like the spread, and he says, whatever one I think is going to work, I'm going to go with. And that's scary for a defense. It's hard to predict what Harbor Beach is going to do next, and that's Harbor Beach's advantage. And tonight he started wing T, he mixed in the spread, went back to the T, and never left, and didn't need to. The wing T certainly helped them control the game and kept the ball out of Sandusky's offensive hands, and they dominated time of possession on top of that and was able to punch it in a few times. The defense stood tall, though.
We'll continue our analysis here in the postgame on Liz. You're listening to the WLW Sports Network. Harbor Beach victorious over Sandusky 20-0 after 48 minutes of play. Harbor Beach shuts out Sandusky on homecoming night in week number 8 of the regular season. Harbor Beach and Sandusky now forced to share the Greater Thumb East title right here on the WLW Sports Network. Stay tuned. We'll have more right here from Harbor Beach just after this.
Since more Shoreline Chevrolet Buick opened its doors, there's never been a better place to buy or lease a new Chevrolet or Buick. They stock an average of over 100 brand new cars, trucks, and SUVs on their spacious lot. Their generous trade-in allowances result in nice pre-owned and certified vehicles from local or regional drivers, maybe even someone you know. The word is spreading throughout the Thumb and mid-Michigan. Drive to the shore and save more at More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring. Call 989-883-2100 or visit moreshoreline.com. Chevrolet, find new roads.
At Sure, one of the common questions we get is, why is this place so different? And in a good way. It could be because of our primary care clinics in Sebring, Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, and in the future, Bad Axe. It could be because one of our 3 senior living communities. Or maybe one of our 4 pharmacies. Or the fact that our ReadyCare clinic is open 362 days a year. Our hospital is rated the cleanest in the state of Michigan, or that we provide school clinics for Lakers and Caseville schools. That's great and all, but that's not why. It's the people. At Sure, we care. We listen. We want to understand your needs so we can provide the best care possible. Our cast of nearly 500 Sure teammates live here in your community to take care of your community. It's really that simple. So if you want to experience what it truly means to be Sure, visit one of our many locations or go to sure.org. And if you're Sure already, thank you. It's an honor that you entrust us with your health and wellness. So say it with me. Sure. Better health. Better life. Are you sure?
Valley Enterprises, a fast-paced and innovative plastics division of the Gemini Group, is looking for the right candidate to fill the position of operator. This position provides Valley with basic operational support in a plant setting. Training is provided for all tasks. Valley offers a competitive hourly rate, health, dental, vision, and life insurance, 401k, vacation and holiday pay, and referral bonuses. If you would like to join their team, apply in person at Valley Enterprises 2147 Lepic Road in Ubley, 1 mile north of Atwater Road on M19, then a quarter mile east on Olympic Road.
In 1948, Burton Ramsey opened Ramsey Funeral Home at the corner of 4th and State Street in Harbor Beach. Since then, technology and modern conveniences have changed the way we live. But one thing that cannot be replaced by a smartphone is at Ramsey Funeral Home. It's still our family serving yours. A family business spanning three generations, from Burton to now Warren and Ryan Ramsey, with the same values as when we opened our doors over 70 years ago. For more details, go to RamseyFH.com and find out why so many have trusted Ramsey Funeral Home since 1948. That's RamseyFH.com.
For all your new or additional grain storage and handling facility needs, contact DS Services of Cass City, your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Call DS Services for anything, from a minor repair to site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility. They maintain a huge replacement parts inventory, provide millwright services, and their three truck and all-terrain cranes with certified operators can handle many truss jobs or other lifting needs. Visit DSServicesInc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318.
Harbor Beach victorious over Sandusky, 20-0 after 48 minutes of play. Harbor Beach led by Devin Puff with 15 carries, 122 yards, and two touchdowns. Devin Finkel, 18 carries, 97 yards, and a score. Quarterback Michael Anderson, 11 carries for 35 yards. Sandusky held to just 102 yards rushing, one completion for 37 yards through the air, a total of 139 yards of offense. Sandusky scoreless on the night, led by Braxton Washi, 16 carries, 67 yards. The next closest, Jack Sheridan with 20 yards on the night. Dave Hansen, your thoughts here.
Well, Devin Puff outgained the entire Sandusky team, and Sandusky was only held to 102 yards on the ground, 139 total. So there's your answer right there to how this game went. Sandusky ran the ball 30 times for 102 yards. Devin Puff was able to run 15 times, half the amount, for 122 yards. And that's just him alone. Devin Finkel almost outrushed him by himself. So Harbor Beach's two main backs, the two guys you must stop, Sandusky had no answer for. They did a little pretty good job on Michael Anderson, corralling him, but they had no answer for the Devins. They were running hard, and they were refused to be tackled. And on Sandusky's side, they just didn't have – the game plan was not there. And they a broken record. They kept running it, hoping for something different, trying to get a different result. And Harbor Beach's defense was just simply better tonight. And that's been my question and my criticism of Harbor Beach coming forward into this game. They finally showed last week that they could stop USA. Now, USA's offense isn't near what Sandusky's was coming into tonight. But if USA only scored six on them, and now Sandusky rolls into town and can't even score a point. I don't even know if they got in the red zone on Harbor Beach tonight. This Harbor Beach team is ready to go for a playoff run, and this team is playing as well as we've seen them play in many years.
Yeah, Sandusky, is the closest thing out to the end zone was at the 18-yard line when they were intercepted there in their second to last drive of the night. But other than that, you know, their drive stopped at the 39-yard line. Of course, halftime and their drive before that, the 38-yard line before that, and the 42-yard line. So Harbor Beach's defense came up with big stops on the night, shut down Sandusky's potent offense, the number two productive offense in the Greater Thumb Conference, and they shut them out on week number eight.
Very impressive, and you can say what you want about the offense and Devin Puff and Devin Finkel. This game was won because the defense was outstanding. There's plenty of games where you see a Harbor Beach offense and go, 260 yards of offense, that's okay, but that probably isn't enough. It was plenty tonight because that defense was – I looked like the Ray Lewis, Ed Reed, Baltimore Ravens team. The Sandusky had no answer. 3-4 yards was the most they were getting on many plays tonight.
Sandusky held to just 7 first downs in the night. Harbor Beach with 14 time possession in favor, 56% to 43%. Harbor Beach with 27 minutes of play clock. Sandusky with 21. Third down conversions, Harbor Beach was 5 for 9. Sandusky 4 for 9. But just Harbor Beach really controlled the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball, and that was the difference maker.
Yeah, Harbor Beach had double the amount of first downs that Sandusky had. 14 first downs to just 7 on the night for Sandusky.